Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Amber giving you a call back from customer service.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering what it is that I'm getting charged for each month. I don't know what this company is.
Okay. I'm a third-party call center, so let me get your zip code, and I can tell you where those charges are coming from and who they're coming from. What's your zip code?
92691.
That's 92691?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name on the account?
Joseph Gervasi, G-E-R-V-A-S-E.
Thank you. And can you verify your address for me, Joseph?
It depends on where it was shipped to. I mean, my shipping is 26722 Carranza Drive.
Okay.
Mission Viejo.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting for this account to pull up so I can tell you what the charges are on there.
Because I think I just went through this with somebody last month.
Okay.
But I think it was called like lifestyle appliances or something.
Okay.
It's the same charge and everything. The exact same day last month and the month before.
Okay, he said this is the charge for $39.99.
No, it's $56.95 or something is what the total is.
Okay, I see a $56.95 from the 12th of November.
Yeah, exactly. And then they just tried it again or something yesterday. And my bank declined it, and then they asked if I know any of these charges or whatever. You know, they tried to, and I went ahead and approved it. So I don't know; it probably just didn't go through yet. But I just approved it because I couldn't afford to have my bank card shut off because I'm out on vacation right now. So that's the last thing I need.
Okay.
So I don't know what that 56, what that's for, or whatever it is that they were trying to charge me right now, too. When was the $36, whatever it is that you said?
You're enrolled into a membership with the Factory Direct Savings Club, so that's why you're seeing those same charges repeat monthly.
And I did have this conversation with someone last month because I said I do not want to be enrolled in anything. And she said, you know, she filled it out, whatever, and she said, okay, you're no longer enrolled in that, but obviously they still left me enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it is that you're talking about with enrolled in whatever that is.
Okay.
What is it that it's saying that I'm enrolled in?
You're enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Club. So what that is, every month they charge you, and then you get a $125 gift card that you can use on the online web store for any gadgets.
So to back up, it
looks like on the 4th of October, you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling, and that was when you enrolled into a sweepstakes. You did have a 5-day grace period, and that's when the membership charges started to happen, which was the $56.95, and yeah, you've been getting billed for that up until today.
Okay. Yeah, I would like that to stop.
Okay, and, I can go ahead and get you canceled out completely. Give me just a moment.
Okay. And I know, like I told you before, I did definitely 100% go through this before. I'm going to trust that you're on top of things more than the last person that I talked to.
Yes, I'm going to actually give you your cancellation number so you can have that as a reference.
Okay.
And I'm just going through all the charges on here to make sure they all show canceled. So far, yes. So good.
Oh, right here on this bill. Right here.
Okay. Give me a moment. Let me just go ahead and update the account.
Do you know what name that account is? I mean, what business name that account is under? Just so I can, like,
The account is actually under your name and your email address. The company, on the other hand, you said what now?
It's what?
The company is Excellent Source Goods, which is a gadget store. And then you also have, like, Shop Crazy Discounts, Limited Goods Now, Consumer Goods Right Now, Online Retail Goods. So it's just different companies up under this.
And whatever it is that you're doing with canceling me, it'll cancel all those people from having access to my card?
Yeah, it's going to – you won't be billed unless you were to call back and start up another trial.
No, I'm good. That they probably sent me, I probably deleted them thinking they were junk mail anyway. So, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome.
I'm just waiting on the system to refresh. Okay, so I do have your account canceled out, and I do have it detailed, and also noted that you did call to have this canceled before today, and it was not reflected on the account. But now everything is canceled out, so you will no longer be billed. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today, Joseph?
I'm sorry, I was having problems hearing.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I said I did go ahead and notate the account in detail. Also, I notated that you called to have this canceled before, but it was not reflected or notated on the account. However, everything now is canceled, so you will have no further billing from this company.
Okay. Did you want to give me a confirmation still? Or?
Yes, I do have your confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2632871 02.
Okay. Charlie 2632871 02.
Yes.
Okie doke. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist with on today?
Good. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You have a great day. Thank you for calling the customer support.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.